From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois, here with Peoria Public Radio's Lee Wenger. They're presenting a concert, Peoria Public Radio in the Park, tonight at Glen Oak Park Amphitheater. Lee, welcome back to your station.
What a pleasure to come across the other side of the glass and visit with you.
I like that.
I watch you interviewing people every week. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Suzette. Nathan, appreciate it.
Well, now, for those who, for whatever reason, have missed this concert the last 2 years, it's kind of a musical variety show. You have casts from recent and upcoming musical theater productions, mm-hmm. and also just local musicians that you've added to the bill.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do a variety show, and the Glen Oak Park Amphitheater is just a perfect venue for it because it doesn't cost very much to rent from the Park District. The costs are really low, and you can fit 8,000 people in there, as we see on the July 3rd concert with Mutiny Man. So for a fundraiser for Peoria Public Radio, it's a perfect venue. A variety show just happened to fit my style, get a lot of different kind of acts in. And that's why we started this 3 years ago, and it's been growing slowly. I'd sure like to see it boost forward this year.
And talk a little bit more about what it's like to entertain outdoors. I've seen you at the Glen Oak Park Amphitheater mm-hmm. many, many years, and everybody seems to just love the stage.
It's so much fun to have if you're a performer, it's so much fun to have an audience to play to. And when you get out there, it's the world is your stage. All the world's a stage, and all the actors merely players. You get in front of that mic, I'd like to try it unplugged sometime. Todd says, no, you can't do it. But I'd like to try it unplugged. But you get in front of that mic and then you hear it going out right up that amphitheater bowl, that beautiful natural bowl there under the stars with the trees all around you. You feel even better than you do on a live stage, and you can just open up and sing to the people. And when there's a huge crowd, you got even that much more energy coming back. So let's give a lot of energy back and get a lot of crowd out there tonight.
And now, as I'm looking over the rundown for the program, mm-hmm. there are a couple of acts who you've featured, we've featured in the last couple of years, and they're back for another go-round, including accordionist Willana Vogel. And as I recall, she just sort of came in and turned out to be the hit of the concert a year or two back.
I don't know her age. She's certainly older than me. I don't know how old she is. But, man, she packs that stomach Steinway like it weighs nothing, and they don't weigh nothing. They are hard to pull. It's hard to pull it in and out and play it. She just wails on it. I know she's performed all over Central Illinois. I first met her at Conklin when I was out there in the mid-80s. She's fabulous. I invited her to be on the show the first year, 3 years ago, and the audience just loved her. She's this little petite lady, and then she puts this thing on and just wails. People were screaming. So she came back last year. They loved it again. This year, I asked her to come. She said, well, and could I bring my granddaughters? I thought, well, that'd be great. Well, Anna, whatever. You bring her along. She's bringing her granddaughter, Anna, who plays viola, and Mina, who plays violin and sings. And then I got thinking, oh, my God, are these like Suzuki students, 4 and 5 years old? Maybe that's not the best thing to do. Well, it turns out they're 17 and 19, and at least one of them plays in the Bradley Symphony Orchestra. So this is going to be a great act between Willana and her two granddaughters. I can't wait to hear them.
I've been 2 years in a row, Lee, and absolutely love it and absolutely am thrilled by the variety. But I see this year's agenda, the First Baptist Church Guitar Group. I don't remember them from last year.
Nope. New this year, and I have to tell you, I grew up at First Baptist over there, and I knew this Sally Thiessen, who's kind of heads the thing up. And I had never heard her group, though, and unfortunately, the first place I heard it was her father's funeral. They played for her own father's funeral, and they were great. And I asked her if they would like to bring the group over and perform on this, and asked them if they'd do a couple folk songs, because they do not just the religious songs, but they do some folk songs. And she said that they would very much like to. I look forward to hearing them in that venue and having other people hear them. But you're right. This will be a premiere from they're called the Higher Ground. And they'll be coming over with 7 members singing and playing tonight.
Some other folks who are on the bill include some cast members from your production of Spamalot, yep. which is coming up in a few weeks.
And next Friday.
And some company members from my production of Guys and Dolls that I think was last month.
Back in July, that's right. And this is something we did try to do the other 2 years. We had Les Mis comes to mind. We had the Les Mis cast. We had the Hair cast come. That's my background is musical theater. I love having them come out and perform, get that great music and that huge stage to perform on. And Guys and Dolls has always been a favorite musical of mine. And Nathan, I know you did a wonderful job in that last summer. Spamalot. I love Monty Python, so we've got to get the cast members from that out. That'll open next week. They'll be there tonight. And then at Peoria Players, the musical Ragtime, a powerful musical, is going to be opening in September 5th at Peoria Players. And they're going to come over and give us a preview of that. So we'll hear one review and two previews from musical theater. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I can only imagine that for the productions that are coming up in the next several weeks, that's got to be a good opportunity for them to get out in front of some people who maybe aren't part of the regular theater-going crowd and show off their stuff a little bit.
I would think that's certainly true. I would enjoy it were I directing or were I producing one of those to show it to a different community. And I think it will work very well as a promotion for them. It's not, you know, the whole reason. It's number one, to raise money for Peoria Public Radio. But if we can help the other arts organizations, kind of like Ignite Peoria did, why, so much the better. It's great to have them and great programming.
I know something that the audience loves, and it is invariably the family Von Wenger. Are the family Von Wengers going to all be there?
Well, you know what? We can't afford them anymore. Bless your heart. Thank you for asking. Matthew is down in St. Louis. Christopher just got married August 2nd, just got back from his honeymoon. I didn't want to bother him with putting something together for tonight. Caitlin will be there singing with the Morton Civic Chorus, and I, as MC, I might manage to slip a song in or two in the course of the evening, depending on how time goes. In the past, I've been told that I've been giving us a wealth of riches, maybe me overpacking the evening. So I'm trying to do a little better with that, but I think I might have to slip one in.
All right. Well, let's get to the subject that you and I really care most about, and that is there going to be food?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We tried that for the first time last year, and I just picked Haddad's on Main because, you know, Lebanese, that's good. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of folks know them. And Spotted Cow. Everybody likes Spotted Cow ice cream. And the response last year was wonderful. It was very popular. You don't have to buy anything from them, but you can. Or you can bring your own picnic. But in any case, it was so popular last year, I decided to ask them back. So Haddad's on Main, Tony Haddad, right over here by Bradley. He's going to be there with the Lebanese and American dinner items. The Park District's own snack booth will be open. And they like it because they can sell out the rest of their inventory before they go into winter phase. And then Frank Abnauer's coming over from Spotted Cow. That's always a big hit, too. That's completely up to you if you purchase anything from. It's completely up to you. You can bring your own picnic lunch if you want. Feel free. Gates open at 6. You can bring that on in. No alcohol, please. That's a Park District rule. Or you can buy from them. But yes, the food is very popular. I shall be visiting them.
And doesn't this beat the CD sale?
Yes, getting out there and introducing fine performers and singing myself is so much easier than carrying 300 boxes of records. No question there. Now, if we can just get that 8,000 people into the bowl tonight, what a fundraiser. I mean, what a fun, entertaining fundraiser. It's easy. It's fun. It's a beautiful setting. Please, folks, if you've come before and you enjoyed it, tell all your friends, neighbors, and communities and come join us tonight.
And I know you talked about this a little bit before, but let's talk a little bit more about the venue. I know that mm-hmm. you've been a big booster of the Peoria Municipal Band, and they perform out at Glen Oak. Mm-hmm. What is it about that venue, about the amphitheater, about being outdoors at night that makes that special, that makes that enjoyable?
Well, two factors about it are becoming very unusual. Number one, it's community. We're all together. We're not in our cubicles. We're not playing Game Boy or whatever it is now. We're not isolated in our family rooms. We're out as a community. We see, oh, there are other people enjoying the same thing I'm enjoying. I may not be weird. The other thing is it's getting kind of rare to do stuff outside, to see outdoor concerts. In the past, that's where most of them were because it was cooler. They used to have concerts at Springdale Cemetery. There was a band shell there because it was cool. Temperature-wise, it was cool there to get out of the city and go hear a band concert at Springdale Cemetery. We don't do it very much anymore, so it's kind of unique in those two ways. It gets us together as community, and we get to see our family and friends and share it under the stars in a beautiful, natural amphitheater. I think if you've never tried it, I think you'll really enjoy it. And the ones who have know they'll enjoy it.
We've been talking with my colleague Lee Wenger. He's the MC and organizer of Peoria Public Radio in the Park. The concert starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Glen Oak Park Amphitheater. Doors open at 6 o'clock. And Lee, I guess I'll see you there.
See you there tonight. I guess I better get going.
Nathan, the Central Illinois Jazz Society is performing this Sunday at the Starting Gate Banquet Room at the Landmark Recreation Center. The featured guest this month is locally acclaimed jazz vocalist Judy Page, so the music starts at 6. Plan to stop on by. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.